This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity. Right here on the real side. I want to thank you guys that hang out with me the whole time so I don't feel so alone. I really do appreciate it very much. I want you to know that I do appreciate it very much. And I appreciate it when you're involved in the conversation, too. That's a big deal for me as well. I try to take a look at the chat rooms. I try to take a look at what's going on. So it's not in vain. You can get involved. And remember, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a boatload of stuff. That's right. I said boatload. There's a boatload of stuff you can do up there. And part of it is taking the poll. Right? There's a poll there. You can read the stories. You can tell the writers how good or bad they are. It depends on your point of view. You know, again, get engaged, get informed, and do something. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me when you're on the air and in the, when I'm on the air. Not you, me. I'm not going to listen to you. Not right now, anyway. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, you know what? I got so many stories I want to get to. I just need to get to it. I mean, seriously. The North Korea, you know, I started off with that. And again, can you imagine how many stories have come and gone? I mean, Stormy Daniels, did she? I mean, what happened to her? She got a real job as a receptionist somewhere. Now she's not important anymore.
She got arrested for grabbing.
Oh, that's right. She's in jail. She can't do much wrong there. Well, she never know. And so let me see if we get that. I mean, with the kids being ripped away from there, that's gone too, right? I heard that the Dems are really, really, really upset that the next pass the tax bill, because there's going to be an upgrade to it, or he's talking about upgrading it, is going to hurt the poor even more. When in reality, if you really check these things out, what was it, six states or seven states today? They had, now check this out, all Democrat states. They're suing the federal government because the federal government is infringing on their rights for tax breaks, you know, for how they apply taxes. When in reality, it's not true at all. What the federal government says when it comes to your federal taxes, you can only write off up to X amount of dollars on your first home, you know, your mortgage interest. Last I checked, the federal government had a right to do that. They can decide what taxes are, not the states. State can decide what state tax is. So now, remember that whole thing where Pelosi was screaming about how, hey, this is just giving money back to the rich. See, she is backwards. You remember the whole Crumb comment and all that other stuff? Right, so she's saying that only the rich will benefit from these tax cuts. Then why are there six or seven states suing the federal government to lift the taxes, to raise the tax limit because rich people are paying too much money or too much taxes on their homes? Nancy's one of those in California. She's got a billion-dollar home right on the beach in San Francisco. So what her problem is she can only write off, I don't know what it is, $20,000 a year, something like that, $30,000 a year in taxes. And her house is worth millions. So she's used to writing off 50 or 60, whatever it is. She's used to writing off more. And now they can't do it. I'm sorry, so who's hurting? Because look at, if you live in a $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 home, are you really worried about a $10 million cap for taxes on your home? No. So I don't know what she considers rich. Very curious. Anyway, North Korea stepped in, and as I started to say, can you imagine any other president getting this far with that little angry Asian guy? It's agreed to return the remains of about 50 American soldiers killed during the Korean War. They're going to try to get that done over the next 2 weeks or so. Now, it's the first set of reparations since the recent summit between Trump and Kim. I'm going to call him Little Kim. It's a little more endearing, you know? A senior U.S. defense official said on Tuesday that the move will take place within 2 weeks, though the exact timing and the number of those being returned still isn't quite... I mean, give them time. Let them work it out. We're getting bodies back. We're getting American bodies back, which means we have families now that can put closure to losing loved ones during the Korean War. I don't think I heard that on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, ABC, DEFG. I haven't heard that on any of those. The development comes after a two-day meeting between U.S. and North Korean officials at the demilitarization zone, which is kind of weird. Why not just have it in North Korea or South or wherever? I mean, are we really still that worried in today's day and age that we're going to go ahead and grab the North Korean president at the... on his own turf or other turf? That would really create... You want to talk about inciting an international issue? That would do it. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said at the beginning of the discussions that firm commitments had been made to return the bodies to the U.S. During the last month's summit in Singapore, Trump said that Kim had agreed to return the remains of thousands of Americans that had been killed from 1950 to 1953. Now, Trump said the remains of over 200 servicemen had already been returned, but North Korea had not actually transferred the bodies yet. More than 7,800 Americans have been unaccounted for since the Korean War. And again, think about this. Think about the closure for a family. And did Obama ask anybody, any one of the presidents, any one of these summits or events that he went to, did he ask anybody to get back soldiers or to get back people? I mean, anybody. Send me a link. I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So I want you part of the conversation. Now, we, who is this? The Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, if you listen, Somebody said this to me today, and it's so true. The millennials have been told for so long how great they are, how smart they are, how wonderful they are, and how really nothing should stop them. They should just keep plugging forward. There's no humility there. There's no understanding that you don't know everything, that you do screw up. And yes, sometimes when you make mistakes, it's bad. And it hurts people. And it's not good. Ortiz thinks that Palestine is being occupied by Israel. And she can't answer. Now, I got to give the person who's doing the interview, I have to give a lot of credit to. Sorry, but I just do. I may not be on the same page as her, but at least she's not letting her get away with this. So take a listen. I'm telling you, this is, to me, this is perfect. This is amazing. Let's see. Make sure we got good.
Well, yes, but I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine, is...
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Just an increasing crisis of humanitarian condition. And that, to me, is just where I tend to come from on this issue. You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I have no clue.
What I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes. Do you think you can expand on that? Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just... I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue.
Yeah. I would say you're not the expert on much of anything. I mean, that's simple stuff. That is not stuff that requires a college degree to understand. Now, she can't answer that. She also... I can't find it. I wish I could. But she also goes through to say that the country was founded on socialism, and then it moved to capitalism. And the reason it moved to capitalism, apparently, is because there's a lot of old rich white guys that wanted to make more money. I mean, I still don't know. I can't get her reasoning as to why she feels like capitalism failed. But, man, if you do, again, go back and do your homework, and you find out that socialism failed. The original, what was going on here in the colonies, originally what was happening in the early days, beginnings of the country, is that the reason people were having so much trouble is it was communal at first. Whether you worked or didn't work, and most people would have worked, but no matter what you were doing, everybody shared equally. Think about that. Everybody shared equally in this. So if that's the case, some people started to figure it out. I don't have to work. I don't have to till the land. I don't have to grow as much as I thought I'd have to grow because I'm going to feed my fat self anyway. And people were going hungry because there wasn't enough food. They were having all kinds of trouble. And finally they said, okay, no more. You don't work, you don't eat. It's biblical. It's a biblical term, so we're going to use it. Right? And things turned around. Then they had more than enough food. I mean, I'm giving you a Reader's Digest version, obviously. But these young people think they have all the answers. They know what happened. And it's always the same with them, too. It's always the same from a standpoint of, well... Now, think about this. Here's a young person saying, and things turned around. Then they had enough food. Knock it off. Oh, there you go. So here's a young person saying, who hasn't done the homework, hasn't checked her history, doesn't really understand how it works, saying that one of the problems that we have, one of the reasons we can't implement or we didn't implement it properly. Okay? Can't stand it. We didn't implement it properly, and that's why it didn't work, and that's why it doesn't work anywhere. Here's a 28-year-old telling people that have been around, that have fought wars, that have studied history, a 28-year-old telling us that the reason that we can't get socialism to work is that we don't implement it properly. Let that sink in. Right? Who does she think she is? Where's the information? Which he's called on it, which he's asked to make a statement. What do you mean by the occupation of Palestine? She couldn't answer the question. Because, again, she's speaking from a position of being told all her life how beautiful, how smart, how just everything she is. And she's not. She's not smart. You don't make statements like that not able to back them up. She couldn't probably say, if you asked her if Israel invaded Palestine, what do you think she'd tell you? If you asked her how long the Palestinian people were around or how Israel came about, she couldn't tell you that either. She's taking talking points from her liberal professors at those colleges that some of you conservatives are pouring money into to hear how nasty and bad the Israel occupation is. I mean, seriously. That's where we've come to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. This is why I tell you guys, talk to your grandchildren. Talk to your children. Talk to your nieces or nephews. Talk to the young people around you so they have an understanding, a truth, a reality in history. This is just out of control. Come back from the break. We have a school district that's actually threatening to call the police. You ready for this one? They're not giving away porn. They're not giving out free nights with hookers. No. They're giving away Bibles. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes. Really, you're going to enjoy this.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's been a day of backpedaling for President Trump, who's trying to undo an image of weakness from his Helsinki summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president now says he believes Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But he quickly added,
could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there There was no collusion at all.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is demanding immediate hearings on what happened during the two-hour meeting with Putin.
This is too important not to get the full story out before the Senate and the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend. I really do. I mean, it doesn't sound it all the time. I get like you. You know, I got to move the mouth for quite some time. You know, what can I say? Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I really do appreciate that. The, where was I? Oh, we were talking about, what's her name?
Alexandria.
Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. Oh, God. No, actually, what I was talking about, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but, you know, that the millennial attitude that they've got it all together, the millennial attitude that they're smarter than everybody else, because you guys did it to them. Some of you parents told your kids that their poop didn't sink. That there was nothing they could do wrong. Like, there was nothing that they were going to be able to do. Look, it's one thing to tell your kids, look, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to make me hate you. I'm always going to love you. That's one thing. But when you get down to that point where you've got your kids believing that nothing, absolutely nothing they do is bad, that's a problem. I'm not joking. That's a problem. Right? Because people make mistakes. Yes, your precious little kids make mistakes. Whether you like it or not. Look out of your way from me. Let's go to another bonehead, okay? Who is this? I think I know this person. This Sacha Baron Cohen, right? He was doing these gotcha videos. Yeah, he was the one that played that idiot in that vulgar movie. I wouldn't even go see it. Anyhow, he's got another piece out called Who is America? And, you know, they say he's a controversial comedian, but don't you have to be funny to be a comedian? His new Showtime series struggled for viewers on Sunday night. They only had 327,000 people watch his show. Okay, on a debut night, total viewers in the total rating scheme of the world was 0.1. 0.1. right? And he's looking for, they're looking for the demographics for him between 18 and 49. Now, while the network is banking on digital viewers to lift these totals, the low turnout is really disappointing. Remember, this was the guy that did those really, really goofy Borat movies. Now, he's pranked a whole bunch of locals. He's, you know, he pranked Bernie Sanders, Roy Moore, Joe Arpaio, Trent Lott. Cohen and Showtime remained tight-lipped on the details of the series, in which the comedian disguised himself to pull off the elaborate prank interviews. Right? And they're not saying anything. There was no premiere, no screenings, no build-up, nothing. Showtime was relying strictly on, ready for this one, outrage and word of mouth. Now, who's America? It did succeed in the outrage department, but it didn't do much anything else. You know, he's not funny. That's the problem. Right? Just not funny. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love, see, when stuff like this happens, I love it. Not because I want to see somebody fail. That's not necessarily the point here. More the point is that the raunch is going away. People don't want the raunch anymore. Okay? You may find that young kids or younger audiences want to see it, but that's that whole thing we even had as teenagers. You hear a song with a dirty word and you kind of giggle because you knew your parents didn't want you to hear it and you just heard it anyway and there was nothing they could do about it to get you to unhear it. Right? I mean, that's kind of where they were at. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You want to live a happier life? Here, listen, I want you to listen carefully after I say this, because you're going to hear eyeballs and veins popping all over the place. Would it surprise you to learn that if you were picking a governing philosophy based only on personal satisfaction, many would choose to be conservative? The perks cover everything from potentially better sex life to the ability to lose a few pounds and a sense of greater meaning in life. Well, you know what? Don't listen to me. Researchers at the University, now I want you to hear what they're coming out of. Researchers at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, they reported on a study in the social, psychological, and personality science that looked at 5 data sets that included representative samples from 16 countries. They find that conservatives found greater meaning in life and as a result were happier. The question that still needs to be addressed is, oh, why conservatives find more meaning in life than liberals? When you look at the poll, or when you look at the study, the results showed that it can't be completely explained by the fact that conservatives are more religious than liberals, and religious people find more meaning in life than non-religious people. That's according to a study by David Newman. He noted that one of the biggest perks is relationships. Contrary to the Rolling Stones mantra, I can't get no satisfaction, he said conservatives seem to be able to, they seem to find a lot of satisfaction in their relationships. Right? No matter where you live, this country, Europe, other places, conservatives are more likely to have fulfilling relationships than liberals. And if that wasn't enough, right? Don't forget about weight loss. It's actually easier for conservatives.
Yeah, right.
That's what they say. I'm just telling you.
Apparently, I'm not convinced.
The LA Times did a report on trimming the literal fat from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that the conservative mindset helped people succeed. Now, consumer psychologist Joshua Clarkson at the University of Cincinnati, he led the author of the paper. He told the Times that conservatives tend to believe that they have greater... go figure. They say that conservatives believe that they have greater control over the outcome. Over their lives, over their outcomes. Think about that. Maybe conservatives are happier because at the end of the day, they made it to the end of the day. And they had fewer expectations than someone who would help, you know, they just go on and on with the things that conservatives have in their mind. And they're not always uptight about stuff, even though we've always been called that, right? They said conservatives are more likely to embrace the idea of free will, overwhelmingly agree with statements like, strength of mind can always overcome the body's desires. True statement. Now, that's provided chocolate cake is not on the menu, though. Can politics make you happy? Hard to say, especially given today's political turmoil. But apparently, leaning right can give you an advantage no matter what who happens to be in office. We've been saying that. You know what? We should ask them for the money for the study. We could have done this almost for free. In 2006, a Pew study of public opinion in the U.S. found that 47% of Republicans reported themselves to be very happy compared to just 28%. Let that sink in for a minute. Republicans have reported themselves to be happier than Democrats every single year since the General Social Study began in 1972. That even means through the Obama years. Go think of that one. Apparently, we didn't lose our mind. It's frustrating when political world is spinning like a snow globe. But it's not the end of the world, conservatives. They don't go there. You know, conservatives mostly take the historical perspective that things go up and things go down. Meaning the setback's not the end of the world. I mean, you go back a few steps, you'll make it up eventually. And this has to do, they say, with what the great conservative icon Russell Kirk called the permanent things, those greater factors that make us more than our circumstances. They tie us to the past, the present. You know what? And that's the other thing. We learn. We watch. You know, he talked about this. I noticed that my Democrat friends, in certain things that they do, they don't go by numbers. They go by emotion. They don't go by fact. They go by emotion. Now, you may temporarily win through an emotion for a few minutes, but ultimately, you lose. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I want you guys to think about something. How many marriages would you have had is every time you felt like you loved someone as you were growing up? How many marriages would you have had? So, we'll see your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always fun. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate it. The time you spend with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Just give me the number again in case you didn't write it down or I said it too fast. Seriously. Somebody just pointed this out to me about Strzok, right? I mean, his lover, can you only imagine how this conversation went down when they finally got caught? And their respective spouses found out that they were cheating on them over national news. As their text messages and emails are being read. And now he openly and publicly is just a cocky little person. And she's in closed session. And many of the Republicans coming out of the closed session with her said, hey, Lisa Page, that, you know, she was very believable, and they got a lot of good information. So she could easily, I'm sure, hang him. Right? I mean, lover scorned, woman scorned, whatever words you want to use is fine by me. But I just love it. And, you know, why these people don't figure out eventually, right? Why they don't figure out eventually this stuff's going to come up and blow up on them has always been just mind-blowing. For me, anyway. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you want to live a happier life, this is according now to an article from, it's in the LA Times, but it has to do It has, what was the college? We just were talking about it. God bless! University of Southern California in Los Angeles. They are not known for being hardcore right-wing conservatives there, I guarantee it. We were talking about the 2006 Pew Research, and it found that 47% of Republicans reported themselves to be very happy compared to just 28% of liberals. Now, conservatives have been on the top of being happy since 1972. This means that we went through Carter, we were happy. We went through Clinton, we weren't burning anything up, not last I checked. We even went through Obama, we didn't burn anything up. We were happy. You guys weren't. The libs weren't. They couldn't seem to control themselves. They couldn't even find a little happy glimmer of hope. Right? Even with everything going crazy. See, conservatives, they try to preserve things. They try to, you know, they try to preserve their resources. They enjoy the fruits of their labor. Right? I work hard for my money. I work hard for what I do. I should be able to keep my money. If I don't want to give you any, I shouldn't have to. If I want to give you most of it, I should be able to. We want to hear for our communities directly. We don't want the government involved. Because all they do is waste. They are waste. It costs them more money to give money places where they need help than it does if I just gave it to them myself. If we allow the churches to go in. If we allow the synagogues to go in. If we allow these places to go in and do what they say they're going to do, they get more done with less overhead. We don't think government does a good job at tackling the ills of society. Right? We don't want you involved. Stay away. You screw things up more than you help. We believe in individual potential. Like, look at... Why is it that the Dems or liberals will always tell black people, you need our help. You need us to protect you. You need us to make your life better. We're conservatives or Republicans or whatever you want to call them. Are always saying, let's help you get educated. We know you can do it. We're not going to get in your way. We're not going to slow you down. We're not going to make you dead weight by forcing you or helping you or encouraging you to take government checks. We're going to help you make yourself better. We're going to help you find the thing that turns you on, your passion. Help you get educated in those areas. Remember, I tell you, this is historical truth you can find out on your own. In the days of Jim Crow, in the days when the Democrats really wanted to keep slavery going, they made it illegal to educate black people. Because they knew if they were educated, they would figure out how to get out of their mess. That's why it was illegal. Why else would it be illegal to educate someone? Isn't education, we're always told going through school, I was, education is power. Knowledge is power. Well, heck, we didn't want to get powerful, did we? Yet then the Republicans came along, helped start the NRA so that blacks would have the ability to have guns to protect themselves. Anyway, let's move on. William F. Buckley defined conservative movement as ideals for decades. Ed Fuelner, founder and former president of the Heritage Foundation, noted that Buckley didn't try to define conservative. He didn't tie it together tightly or make it too rigid. But he offered himself as a definition, meaning he was dependent on human freedoms, not as to the end, but as to a means. He said, to live my life for an obedient man, but obedient to God, subservient to wisdom of my ancestors, never to be the authority of political truths. I mean, he made sure that it was all, you know, it was all about you, individuality. It was all about you deciding what was right or wrong. It was all about you taking the information you had and understanding. See, the key note there is understanding that I call him God. For me, he's God. Okay? When there's nobody above you, when you are the most important thing on the planet with the heartbeat, you don't care. You say you do. But ultimately, you don't care about anybody else. You're going to make sure you don't go hungry before you make sure they don't go hungry. The article goes on to say that maybe conservatives are happier because at the end of the day, they made it to the end of the day with fewer expectations that someone would help them get there. You gotta admit, even you trolls that are listening to the show love to write about it later. When you do a project on your own, when you start it, when you figure it out, you come up with an idea, you push through it, don't you feel better about it? Don't you? There's a sense, there's just a sense of accomplishment and pride than when somebody does it for you. Now, I'm not talking about a helping hand. You know, if it's a major project, you need two or three people to lift a piece of wood, that's fine. But if you start from point A and you lay it out, you draw it out, and you order the wood, and you decide what you need to make it happen, you get it all rolling or what have you, it is you. It is your project. And yes, it feels great. When you know, for those of you fathers and mothers that are trying to put food on the table, your kids, take care of your kids, give them what they need. Not what they want, what they need. Doesn't it feel good when you can put food on the table, when you can take care of your children the way you think they ought to be taken care of, when you give them the medical help they need, and not because of the government, because of you, because of what you've done, and not because you made it down to the government office in time just before they closed to fill out the forms? That's not what we're talking about. People always feel better about things they do on their own. They always feel better about things that they're able to do, that they're able to accomplish, that they're able to pull off on their own. You know, I find this very, very interesting. Let's talk about the Bible sales real quick. You know how much trouble you might get into for selling Bibles? Public school in Illinois has sent a cease and desist letter to an unnamed person who gave away Bibles to boys and girls on a public street owned by the district. This individual was warned that law enforcement would be called should he or any of people that are involved with him come onto the school district campus for the purpose of distributing Bibles to students. Now, here's the funny thing about this. Even though they own the sidewalk, if they allow everybody on that sidewalk, they've got to allow that person on the sidewalk as well. The Freedom From Religion Freaks, Wisconsin-based group of atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers, had filed a complaint with the district over two issues regarding religion at the elementary school. First involved flyers that Principal Lila McKeon had reported distributed to teachers at staff meetings. Now, the flyers referenced Christian holidays like Easter and Christmas and included Bible passages. Now, the thing I love about this is, don't we want them informed? Why don't you put a list of all the holidays that are celebrated by the different religions so they know? I mean, you're trying to be inclusive, right? You don't wipe it out, you add to it. Easter is a celebration of God's greatest gift, salvation through Jesus Christ. One of the messages read. Easter blessings, may you feel the Christ love in your heart and be filled with his peace and joy this Easter season. Now, Freedom From Religion Foundation accused the principal of using her position to promote her personal religion. The school district said they have taken steps to eliminate Bible verses from future staff flyers. So even if they want them, they can't have them. I mean, like, I guess if you're a football player and you want to take a knee, you can do that. That's fine. If you're a religious person, a school teacher, and you want to put a scripture on a flyer, that's totally different, right? And then they're upset that free Bibles were given away. The Gideons, an international group of Bible givers, known for doing this. What are they afraid of? Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless for being with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me. Go have a great and productive rest of the day.